Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chipper's with us. He's on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Let's get to one of the burning controversies of the day. Yes or no, is deep dish pizza garbage, Chip Scoggins?
I saw your tweet. I wouldn't call it garbage, but it's not my favorite. I would say it's a little overrated, as you said.
Yeah. It's bad lasagna, man. It's just, it doesn't hit enough. It's too doughy. It's a bunch of ingredients that are left over. It's not like I'm saying if I'm Tom Hanks and I'm there with Wilson and all of a sudden Lou Malinati's drops off pizza, I'm going to say, no, take it back. But it's overhyped and overrated. And let me be clear. I'll say it again. I love Chicago. It's the best summer town in America. The pizza hype, overrated.
Yeah. I love that Lou Malinati's tweeted back.
Yes. Yes, they came back. That was great. Great. All right, let's talk Buxton. Okay, the numbers when he plays are spectacular. Gleeman had another note today. What is it, last 162 games, 49 homers. I think it was a .622 slugging percentage. Only Killebrew and Cruz have ever topped it. Now, the cheap shot would be that was over eight seasons, but I won't go there. So we have this situation on Saturday when it's begging for him to pinch it, just begging for him to pinch it. Then we get this explanation that it sounded like he was a mummy, Chip, and to get him loose and get him right, like the Tin Man would have loosened up quicker than one of the greatest athletes on the planet. Then when he plays the next day, of course, hits a homer. It's, well, we're protecting his knee. And then Byron offers the quote, which grabbed a lot of us. You know, they're trying to get me to 100 games. I mean, 100?
Yeah.
I mean, 100 games cannot be the goal. I don't care what the money is. And I know when he plays how impactful he is. But you can't keep telling me he's the best player in the game. And I would have signed him. I would have given him every penny. I would have taken the chance. But don't tell me he's the best player in the game when this is your approach to him and you're hoping to get 100 games out of him.
And that is how sad it is, because he's only hit that one time in his career. I mean, he's only played 100 games one time. And so the fact that that is the benchmark tells you, you know, just how unreliable he is from day to day. And I was one of the guys, along with a lot of people screaming on Twitter, that I just didn't understand, you know, why he couldn't pinch hit. And if they have this, you know, if they're worried about him playing, you know, worried about his knee, why don't they DH him? But then Suhan in his column today, he said the injury hurts him more when he swings than when he runs. So I assume that came from the team. But I was talking to Patrick Royce today, and it's like, were they ever going to divulge this? I mean, I think Patrick's right. It took people being outraged on Twitter and the blowback before they finally confessed that, hey, yeah, we have this plan where we're going to arrest them every so often. But, Chad, you're going to have probably one of your biggest crowds of the season so far on that Saturday night, and you're going to arrest him after he – I believe he DH'd on Friday, correct? But he had some days off last week. That was the thing that confused me. Is like, he needs more rest. he was just resting. I just don't know.
If a guy is injured, he's hurt. That matters. But the explanation, they failed completely.
Yes.
Because their explanation, you nailed it, completely changed from Saturday to Sunday because they knew where they were getting blistered by Twitter and by other people in the media. And if you're honestly telling us the goal is 100 games, then you know what? Here's what I'd like you to tell your season ticket holders. We're going to tell you the games we're looking to play, Byron.
Yes.
You know? And we're going to encourage you to buy those ticket packages that are for about 50 games. Because the best player, if he has a peak season, you know what the peak season is? 100 out of 162. It's Chip. Yeah. It's not like it's 100 out of 110. It's 100 out of 162. That's not close. I mean, and it's, I believe it's Falvey. It's Thad Levine. And it's Rocco, and if a poor guy stubs his toe, Rocco wants to put him on the 10-day IL.
Well, I don't think that this is – I don't think Rocco does anything independently of Falvey in the front office, and I assume their medical people had some say in this. But I find it hard to believe. I'm not buying the excuse that he can't warm up, that he can't get ready for a pinch hit.
No.
I mean, that
– no. It's ridiculous.
If he's in that dire of health situation that he can't warm up and go up there and swing the bat in the 10th inning, what are we doing? You should shut him down. I mean, if his knee is that bad, and that's the other thing, Chad. Is this chronic? I mean, you're talking about tendonitis. I mean, what's it going to take for this thing to heal? Is it going to be an off season? It sounds like this is going to be a season long deal that they have to manage. So. That's a concern, too. I mean, he's, what, 28 years old, and they're having to rest him, build in rest days. And they clearly are building him in because, like I said, he had a couple of days off last week. I think he only DH'd Friday. So this was a day off. I mean, this was not just a spur of the moment, I don't feel good today. This was a scheduled day off. And so I like your theory, though, because when you're telling us he's the greatest player in the world and he's doing things that we've never seen and blah, 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 so fans are getting excited and they go to see him and you say, yeah, we're going to rest him today.
Yeah.
We're going to rest him a lot. Yeah. Well, how do you think that goes over with your fan base? The people that are buying the tickets.
Oh, they should be disgusted. They should. And if you don't think, and I get, we can have new ideas. We can modernize medicine. We can look at numbers different. There's no way. Unless this injury is more severe. The problem is they literally have so many guys on the injured list, they have nobody else to call up that's on the 40-man, okay? But you cannot convince me, Chip, the way that game was playing out, if Rocco goes down to Byron and says, if we go to extra innings, why don't you get loose? Here's, God knows, two innings could be an hour. You know, go do a few things over the next 10, 15 minutes, even to check and see if you can get loose. If he tries to get loose and he tells Rocco, knee just isn't ready. That's one thing. But just him deciding before, we got him in bubble wrap and we can't take him out. You know, we got him in glass and we can't get the axe to take him out of the glass unless it's an emergency. It's going too far. It's fourth grade T-ball now about protecting him.
And that was the problem where I think Rocco's quote after is like, well, once we decide for the game, that's it. It's like, really? You can't be flexible in there to try to win a game? I mean, this is a division opponent you're facing here that you're just punting on this game. I mean, it's not to say someone else can't come through, but you have your best player, the best player in the world, that you won't use because you told him he has the day off. Well, why can't they tell him you're going to get the day off? But if it's a close game, we're going to pinch hit you in late in the innings. Is that too much to ask?
No,
it just doesn't seem like it's too much to ask.
It's not.
I don't know. The whole thing is baffling. The way this is being handled, it's confusing, and I'm not sure they're sending the best message to their fan base.
The NBA has been my favorite team sport my entire life. I've watched way too many NBA games, even when I wasn't calling the Wolves. I'm not sure I've ever been as stunned as I was last night watching the NBA game, where in the regular season, the clear-cut best team were the Suns, because Chris Paul missed a bunch of games. Devin Booker missed a bunch of games, and they still won 64 games. And I was as good as Chris Paul last night. You were as good as Devin Booker last night. At halftime, Luka had 27. The Suns had 27. And the Mavs, and great story, Luka's spectacular. Jason Kidd, who was a pretty lousy coach his first two times now, it looks like he's a very good coach. They led at times by 46, Chip. I mean, we crushed the Wild for their second period.
Yeah.
The Wild are warriors compared to what the Suns did last night.
Well, what was the conversation going into the playoffs? You don't want to play Phoenix, right?
Like,
whatever you do, you
that's
the team you don't want to play because they're so surgical, and Chris Paul and the way they run that offense. And I mean, CP wasn't the same player after what was the game one where he made like 15 shots or whatever it was, the historic game, and then he just fell apart. But to shoot that poorly and play that poorly in a game seven at home, I mean, you wonder what that's going to do to that franchise this offseason.
They got
to
make changes.
I would think so, because that's as bad as it gets, and it sounds like they are. And I just don't know that Chris Paul is going to have another shot at, you know, a championship. And our guy Pat Bev.
Oh, yeah. That's where I was going. So Pat Bev, who's been on ESPN. Yeah. He's been on ESPN, I think, since last Wednesday. You know, he's been kind of all over the place. He hates Chris Paul. Chris Paul hates him. Chris Paul's accused him of cheap shots. He had a cheap shot against Chris Paul in the playoffs last year. That's why he was suspended a game. He absolutely destroyed Chris Paul on ESPN today. Just destroyed.
Yeah, it was I assume ESPN knew they didn't know, obviously, Phoenix was going to play that poorly when they booked him, but they probably knew there's no filter, right, with Pat Bev. Just put him on there and, you know, let him rip. It was the perfect situation to have him on after Chris Paul plays like that, Phoenix plays like that. But
perfect.
I love, you know, I mean, you have to back it up, and I'm sure probably make some people uncomfortable, but I like the fact that a guy gets on there and just tells you what he's thinking. If Chris Paul can't play defense, he tells you. If he just shreds everybody. So I find that endearing about Pat Bev, and he's great for us here in the media because he will say whatever. So I'm sure ESPN was tickled to death. What do they call it? The car wash. That was probably one of their favorite car washes in a while.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll tell you, Chris Paul, who's very tight with Wilbon and very tight with Stephen A. Smith, I got a feeling Chris Paul, the way the league works right now, called those guys and said, what exactly is ESPN doing? And the next time ESPN asked me to be a part of it, might not answer the phone. All right, man, I got to fly. Great stuff as always. Do not order deep dish pizza tonight.
I'm in the same camp with you there, brother.
Thank you, man. Chip Scoggins. Follow him at Chip Scoggins. Along with Chipper, so we're out quickly here. Tomorrow, Jamie Yuccas. We'll be honest, we're working on Bill Guerin. And we're going to have somebody replace Carter for Ask Adam Anything. We'll get somebody done. Enjoy the day. Paul and Jordan are next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.